Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Design Biz Survival Guide, a podcast about life and business for interior design professionals. I'm your host, Rick Campos. This podcast episode is sponsored by Design Biz Assistant, our latest contribution to the design community. This new and exciting program offers one-on-one business support to professional designers just like you. Do you need help balancing management and creativity as it relates to your interior design business? Is there a business program that you've been meaning to implement, but you just can't find the time to roll it out? Design Biz Assistant just might be your solution. To learn more, visit our website, designbizsurvivalguide.com, and click the consulting tab for more information and to schedule your consultation. Now on with the show. Today, we welcome Kylie Van Meter of Kylie Interiors, a full-service design firm based out of Ventura County, California. Kylie is a recent design school graduate with a degree in interior design and business accounting. In this episode, we talk about the reality of design school, the value of on-the-job work experience, and Kylie's path to launching her very own interior design business just a few months ago. You know, I can't believe it's taken me this long to feature an emerging design professional fresh out of design school. Kylie caught my attention on Instagram when she posted a meaningful account of her design school journey and her excitement to finally graduate. I know many of you are in design school right now and are eagerly anticipating your design career. The opportunities are endless and can sometimes be overwhelming. I truly believe that this conversation about life and the business of design could be just the inspiration you need to aim high and succeed beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started.
So you're based out of Simi Valley.
Yes, Simi Valley, California, which is about 45 minutes, depending on traffic, from LA.
Got it.
Southern California area.
Great. Because we have listeners all over the world, Kylie. I don't know if you know that or not.
That is crazy. Like, where's the farthest place?
Oh my gosh, we have listeners in the UK, we have listeners in India. Every time I look at my analytics, I'm amazed. We have a lot of listeners in Argentina.
I found you, I think, when you interviewed Lindy Galloway.
Oh yeah.
She posted about it, and I've definitely listened to a few of your shows, and I really enjoy them, and I've seen how you've grown, so that's really cool.
Yeah, and Lindy's great. She's a great inspiration.
She really is. She inspires me a lot with just the way she's grown her team, and her projects are beautiful.
Yeah, she's great. I like her a lot. So let's talk about you. Let's talk about design school. So you recently graduated from design school. So we've got that part covered. But what I want to talk about and understand is, what was the catalyst for design school? There are so many successful interior design professionals out there who have never set foot in a classroom or a design school, which I am completely on board with. I truly believe that if you've got it, you've got it. But I'm a big advocate of formal education in design. I mean, I went to design school and I do a quarterly lecture at the design school that I graduated from. So I still have a very real attachment to my design school. What was it that prompted you to say, you know what, I'm signing up, I'm going for it, I need to do this?
Well, I right out of high school, I flew across the country to Tennessee and went to school there for a year. And I mean, my parents never really gave me an option. I had to go to college. So it was just a matter of finding what my passion was and what career I really wanted to choose. And I didn't find that in Tennessee. So I ended up coming back home here to Simi, and I enrolled in a school. It just actually happened to be a coincidence. I enrolled in a school. I was super interested in interior design. And then I noticed that they offered an interior design program, and I thought that was crazy. And so I signed up for the intro class just to see if I would like it and figure out if that was something that would be for me. Mm-hmm. And before I even started that school, I had started working for a design firm. And so it just kind of started there. I took the intro class and I really enjoyed design school, and I learned a lot there. But I'm super thankful that I worked also while I was doing that. So I started working before I even started design school. That
was going to be my question. I was going to ask you, so what came first, the internship or the design school? So did the internship prompt your interest in design school, or was that kind of already in the mix?
I was actually going for business because I wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to do. So it just happened to be that they had a design program, and so I enrolled in that. But I think it was just my interest overall in design, and so I pursued the internship, and then I pursued the degree and decided, I mean, originally business was going to be the focus and design was just like on the side. And then it ended up totally swapping and design engulfed my life. internship, technically I had already signed up for the class, but the internship I started before I started school.
And how did you find the internship?
So I had just come back from a year in Tennessee at a four-year university, and it was the summer before I started school again. My parents basically said that I had to get a job. So I've never been one to really want to work in a job that's not career oriented. So I purposely set out to find, you know, I was like, I'm interested in design, so let's see where this goes. I hopped on Google, typed in interior designers near me, stagers near me. I didn't know the difference. And I just printed out a list of all these companies and just kind of walked in on them and said, hey, are you guys hiring? Do you have any entry-level positions or internships available? And it just so happened that the one right here in CME was the only person that like gave me a call back or that I had any success with. And I ended up interning for her for about 3 months and then working for her for 2.5 years about.
So you worked the whole time that you were in design school?
Yes. Yes, I did.
At a design firm?
Yes. At a commercial interior design firm. We focused on a lot of we did a lot of co-working spaces, some boutique salons and restaurants, which is where I think I got my interest in that. I mean, when I first started interning with her, I think like most people that are interested in design, I thought design was just residential. Like that's all my brain went to. Mm-hmm. And commercial just seems a lot more of an animal, like super intimidating. You have to be like super legit and know your stuff if you do commercial. But I mean, obviously you do have to know that, but it's not as scary or intimidating as I had thought. And I actually, I have a big love for commercial design now, and that's part of what I do with my firm now.
I think that a lot of students naturally transition from school into commercial because those firms are much larger and they're hiring all the time. So there's a much better chance to get into that game. And I think that it's a good thing because you continue to learn as a part of a larger team. And it does kind of force you to be very organized and accountable and all of the things that are equally as necessary when you transition over to residential, if that's your path.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that if somebody listening feels like they're definitely only want to do residential, I would encourage them to look into commercial, and it's not as scary as you think. It actually sets you up to do your residential projects, you know, to a higher level. You have to have a different level of plans when you're doing commercial. You have to have, you know, a lot of different resources that that are still totally valuable on both sides.
And you have to keep that codes book next to you at all times.
Yeah, Google's my best friend for that. That's how I figure everything out. Just what is this code? And you have to learn the ADA codes and the bathroom codes and all that stuff. I was kind of thrown into the fire on that one, and you just got to figure it out as you go.
Yeah, I guess it probably just becomes a part of your day to day. I want to back up for a second to, so you said that you had started out your education as a business major, and then it kind of flip-flopped into design first, business second, but I love the fact that you were studying both. And I always, when students and emerging design professionals or anyone who is going to pursue a formal education in design, when they ask, is there anything else I should study along with design? Is there a minor that I should study with design? And I always say, yes, psychology. And then we have a good laugh about it. And then I say business or accounting. And it sounds like you got that message.
Yeah. So my I have a degree in interior design and a degree in accounting. My school didn't offer just a broad business degree, so I chose accounting as something that would set me up for being able to take care of my own books, because I knew from very early on, I knew that I wanted to have my own firm and I wanted the freedom of it. And I knew that I wanted it to be legitimate and be able to read the numbers and do the business side as well as the design side. So I'm very glad that I did go ahead and get that accounting degree, even though it might have taken a little bit longer for me. Cause I was, oh my gosh, I had so many classes to finish, but I'm super glad that I did that. And I would encourage people to definitely look into business, even like an entrepreneurship, if that's what you want to do, degree or a few QuickBooks class, very valuable.
Just at least the basics. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Know how to read your numbers.
And you learn about your clients too. If you have clients that are, I actually have an accountant as a client right now, and I can kind of relate to him on more than just a design level. I could speak his language a little, which is cool.
Yeah. So Kylie, let's talk about your business, and kind of your business model. How many people do you have on your team? What type of design work do you specialize in?
Right now I have myself and an intern working with me one day a week. Mm-hmm. I just started my business in January, so it's been about 6 months, and I definitely have plans to grow. I have a good friend who helps me out if I need, you know, a little bit of help measuring, and I'll bring her in. I have an installer that I work with that comes with me to jobs if I need like a man's help.
You're referring to the heavy lifting that they don't tell us about in design school.
Right.
You know, when I talk to people about starting a business and talk about, you know, the vision of a business, I always say to kind of start with the big picture in mind. Like, know what you want your business to be, and then lay the foundation as a path to get there. And so do you have a path? What, you know, your business model, how did you come to it?
Yes, absolutely. I am by nature a planner. So I plan down everything down to the T. Obviously those plans don't always come to life the way that you want them to, but I think that listening to podcasts and reading books was a big, big help for me in figuring out how I wanted to structure my business and learning how other designers run their business. That would be, I think, one of the main things that helped me structure it. I also had a class that I took in design school called Professional Practices or something, and we actually made a business plan while we were in that class, and I took it very seriously. I was like, I know this is what I want to do, and I have a class that I'm getting credits for and being able to plan my business, like it's a win-win. So I really, it was a little bit more formal. So, you know, we did the mission statement, vision statement, branding packages, all that stuff. And I would say also, because I worked for two small design firms before, that definitely helped me understand what it's like to run a small firm, a boutique firm, and the things that I need to prepare in order to successfully, you know, run a design firm. So I definitely had a business plan. I would say that listening to podcasts, reading books, just consuming as much as I possibly can, blogs, people on Instagram, that is what helped me structure my business. Absolutely.
You know, I can't stress enough the importance of trying to be in the design environment while you're in school to see and learn what you learned firsthand. Just being in an office every day and watching the day-to-day interaction on a business level, on a client and service level. I mean, it's such an eye-opener. And I think every design student or every aspiring, you know, entrepreneur can put themselves in that position and benefit from it. From every situation, you can say, wow, today required a great amount of communication, and that may not be my strong suit, so I really need to focus on that. Or, you know, today required an insane amount of organization, high level stress day, didn't do well, I need to brush up on that, I need to get better at that. So, you know, that internship opportunity, that part-time employment opportunity, it's like your testing ground, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. There's so many things that you don't learn in design school. There's some great things that you learn in design school, but most of what we do day to day is not learned in school. So it was very valuable to be able to be in a work environment every single day, seeing, you know, what it's like to have a meeting with a client, because that's something you don't learn in school. When clients don't like what you show them, or, you know, fight back on you, or, you know, just so many things. We learn the technical stuff, how to draft and all that from school, but that's such a small part. Like, we don't even learn what the PDC is, where to go to the PDC to find wallpaper when you need wallpaper.
Some things you just got to figure out on your own.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
So Kylie, you mentioned earlier, and I want you to elaborate on this, because I think this is very important. You mentioned that, you know, you have a network, I call it a tribe, of people around you that are great supports to you and to your business. Tell me a little bit more about that and the importance of developing that tribe or that network to help you, you know, stay on your feet at this time of growth.
Oh my gosh, it is so valuable. I mean, probably one of my biggest takeaways from school is the girls that I met there and the network that I've created from going to school and being around people who have the same passion as me, as well as my two former bosses. I just love them dearly. They help me so much. I think that being able to have people who have the same struggles as you or have already been through the struggles that you're going through is very helpful. And definitely don't be afraid to reach out to people, even if you just know them in passing or see them in class. I think that I wouldn't be able to run a business by myself, because I'm not by myself. I have girls I can turn to say, well, what would you do if you had this weird window in this weird spot? You know, there's things that, because I don't have that much experience. I haven't done it before. I don't know the right thing to do. So definitely. And then I think there's also Facebook groups out there that help if you don't know personally any designers, and Instagram, as you talk about on some of your other podcasts too, just reaching out to designers, listening to what they have to say. I'm in a couple Facebook groups that like people just write all their questions, and I learned so much from just reading other people's questions. And then if I have a question, I feel like I can go to them, and it just helps to not feel alone and to feel like there's other people who are in your shoes, struggling with clients, not cooperating or whatever it may be.
Yeah. I mean, you're in for a long learning curve. Yeah. And that's just the nature of any business. And so to have support is so important. And I think it's very smart that you acknowledge that you realize that early on in school and began to establish that network of trusted allies that you obviously rely on right now as we speak, running your own business.
Absolutely. And I've even attended some like ASID events, and I've met some amazing network of people there. But I think it's invaluable. It really is.
So Kylie, what is the most important thing that you learned in design school?
The most important thing I learned in design school. From a design standpoint, I would say that my color class was a class that grew me in a lot of ways. We had to make a color wheel, and I feel like my eye for color really developed in that class. I hated every second of it because I was like, why am I painting? This is not art class. Like, I hated it. But looking back, I really now am able to like pull undertones out of colors, and you know, this fabric is really pretty, but it has a blue undertone and we're going more warm in this space. Like, that class I think really helped me. And then my lighting class, I learned 3 key rules: light for architecture, hide the source, and layer the lighting. I use those rules for lighting every day whenever I have, you know, lighting to design.
That's awesome.
So from a design standpoint, those would be the classes that I think helped me the most. And just in general, going to school, it taught me that you just got to stick it out when things are hard or you feel like quitting. And sometimes I would think that I was too good for school. And I already am doing this in the real world. Like, why do I need to be here? But I'm really thankful that I saw it through, because if you don't see it through, then you don't have that satisfaction of being able to say, I did it, and having that degree for credibility for yourself. That it taught me a lot on just pushing through, even when I want to quit, just keep going one foot in front of the other. Absolutely. That would be.
Yeah. You know, I think that, I think pretty much everyone that's listening to this podcast can relate to that, because either they're in the business and or they've been to design school. But, you know, people outside of our industry, they don't realize that design school is not easy. It's not all fun and games. It's not all, you know, color wheels and watercolors and whatnot. You know, I remember being surprised at how demanding the workload was.
Yeah.
And I was never necessarily the best student, and I really had to apply myself.
I
didn't skim by the skin of my teeth. I did good, but it required a lot more effort than I anticipated.
Oh, absolutely. And juggling multiple classes at a time that have super demanding curriculums. You know, you have to produce a full sheet set for one. You have to build a model for another. It teaches you the principles of life and design, I think.
Well said.
Managing multiple clients, managing multiple projects at a time, managing, you know, one project's in construction, one's in design, one you got still have consultations you need to go to keep the projects rolling. Like, it teaches you to be able to time manage and just how to handle so many different things at once.
I love that. It teaches you the principles of life and design. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's good. I see an Instagram post in our future. So what would you say, and I'm sure everyone's going to relate to this, what would you say is the one thing that they didn't teach you in interior design school that you wish they did?
Oh, goodness. There, I could go on and on about this. What did they not teach me in design school?
That they really should.
That they really should. I think probably the structure of a project from beginning to end. Maybe some schools teach this, but I don't feel like I really got this in my school. Like, learning, you know, you meet a client, and this is how you deal with going to meet a, like at a consultation. You take measurements, you don't take measurements, you do this. And then you have the design presentation, and then you have changes. And I feel like that's something that they feel like we should just know, but I've actually had to teach some of my classmates like how it really works. You meet with the client, you schedule a presentation, you prepare for the presentation, then you have changes, then you present again, and kind of the, and maybe because it's different in every firm, or that was something that I wish that they would have talked a little more about, is like the client facing part of it and how to deal with clients and manage like project management from beginning to end, as opposed to just like, this is how you draft and this is how you paint a color wheel.
Right.
You know, like the real life stuff.
Yeah. You make a really good point, because that process is crucial. And you're right, it varies from design firm to design firm. I think every design professional probably does it a little bit different, but right. Generally speaking, it's a pretty standard format. And right. And you're right, it would probably be very beneficial. What do they call that? Like, I don't know, role playing, or just kind of a mock-up situation where it's like, hey, each one of you kind of establish a vision of who you are as a designer and what your business model is very loosely, and then go through the steps. And I think what would be great about that is you would see that it is different for everyone, and you get multiple examples of the process.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. It really is different, but at the same time, there's the baseline parts of it that you have to, everybody does, you know? Yeah. So I think that would be beneficial. I mean, they touch on it a little bit, but
yeah,
that's something that you just kind of got to figure out on your own. And sourcing, like a whole class on sourcing, I think would be so beneficial, because another thing that I think people struggle with is, well, where do I go to find furniture? I don't know. For me, I have this vision. I know what I want it to look like. And then when you actually try to find the pieces that make that happen is a whole nother story, that are in budget, you know, not a 14-week lead time, all that stuff.
So that's so different than it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's a totally different game.
Yeah.
I agree. That would be super valuable.
Yeah. Like, honestly, just give me lists of companies. But I think that's what trade shows have helped me so much. And I've never been to market, but I'm going to Las Vegas market this summer.
Perfect.
Which will be super exciting. For that, yeah, trade shows, even design students, like, go to trade shows. It will teach you so much about what's out there, and you'll learn about all the different companies.
Especially if you're very career-minded like you, and just if you know you're going to hit the ground running, you've got to have all those resources under your belt. There's a lot more that you have to do if you know that you're going to, you know, flip that switch and start your business as soon as you graduate design school. A lot of students are starting their design practices while they're in design school still.
That's what I did.
You make a good point. That's a big extension of information and knowledge that you're responsible for outside of design school to obtain and refine.
And learn how to work with the trades, with subcontractors and contractors. That's something they don't teach you in design school.
Interpersonal skills, we call it.
We're working with these people every single day. And I feel like I don't know how to work. Like, when I first started, I was like, I don't even know where to find contractors. How do you know if they're good? How do you know if they're going to be on budget? Like, signs about them. I don't know. I might just be totally off track, but.
No, you definitely have to be.
Something they don't talk about at all in design school is that you are working with these subcontractors. And honestly, I wish we could fix that relationship, because I feel like sometimes there's some tension. Contractors don't like designers. Designers don't like contractors, because we battle with each other, but it shouldn't be like that. You know,
we need each other.
I want them to make money. They want me to, like, we should all want to have beautiful, perfect projects, but we don't really talk about in school, you know, how integral those people are to our business also, and finding the right ones.
Yeah, for sure. That relationship building is super, super critical. And you're right. There is this resistance out there, because there's so many designers that may not necessarily be on their game and make it difficult for the contractors. And everybody only remembers the bad experiences, not the good experiences. So I think the more that design professionals promote good relationships with their trades, the easier the process will be for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what can established design professionals do to support the journey of design students and emerging design professionals? Like, what can we do for you?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I feel like it's gotten, it really is amazing the way the industry is right now. Like, there already are so many resources for somebody like me who's new into the industry. I would say for me personally, what I value the most is like mentorship, somebody that's going to one-on-one sit down and hear my exact situation. Like, I think veteran designers or more established designers, if they could find somebody that's younger, pick them up, help them out, help them get on their feet in the industry. I mean, that I think is the most valuable thing for me, is just having people, like we talked about before, having somebody there to go to ask a question as it comes. I mean, the podcasts are amazing. Like, I absolutely love the podcast. That's another thing that, you know, contributing in Facebook groups, posting on Instagram, like, you interviewed Lindsay Borchard. Her Monday mentor session is amazing. I watch it every Monday. It helps me so much. And I think being able to be seen as an equal to you, even though I may not have as much experience, but I still have the design eye. I still work really hard in my business. I think that's what I value the most from designers that are more established, is them respecting me and listening to what I have to say. I think that, you know, that is so valuable for me.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, you know, this design community has evolved and grown at such an incredible rate, and it's become so supportive at a peer-to-peer level. Mm-hmm. And you know, people like Lindsay are a great example of, you know, the Mentor Mondays. I mean, I just love that concept. Mm-hmm. And I remember that was one of the things that just really locked me in and said, hey, you know, you're one of my people, we need to talk. So I think that there's a lot more of that going on out there. And
I think so too. Even from when I started 3 years ago, like, I feel like it has developed so much more because people are willing to share and to help other people out. And that's just amazing. Instead of just thinking, oh, my Instagram followers, I just want clients. Really, most of my Instagram followers are other designers. We're just here helping each other out, being inspired by each other.
It's true. It's a really good time to be a part of the design community. Yeah. That's for sure. So, well, Kylie, I can't thank you enough for coming on board and being a part of the podcast. Where can we learn more about you? How can we find you on the web and on Instagram so we can stay in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. My Instagram handle is Kylie Interiors, K-Y-L-I-E Interiors. And it's the same on Facebook. And my website is Kylie's with an S, Interiors, plural, .com. I have a blog on there that I'm going to be writing lots of fun stuff to help out other designers, because I know I like to be helped out.
That's great. And
yeah, that's where you can find me.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thanks again. I certainly appreciate you taking the time, and I can't wait to share the podcast with the listeners.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on. It's been such a blast.
You're very welcome.
I am so glad that Kylie was willing to share her thoughts about design school so openly and what the experience meant to her. Working in the industry while going to design school is always a good thing, and I can't recommend it enough. For Kylie, working in commercial design while attending design school was the ultimate training ground for her. Now, for those of you currently in design school, I know this may sound overly ambitious, but in addition to some on-the-job training experience, please consider some business and or marketing courses as part of your design education, especially if you plan to launch your own business. I'm especially glad that Kylie shared the value of her tribe of design school friends and how they support one another on their own individual business journeys. The design community is built upon relationships and the generous support of our peers. Your classmates will be a part of your tribe for many years to come, so start developing peer-to-peer relationships right now while you're in design school. Kylie's example of sharing the design consultation process with fellow classmates is such a great example of the value of your tribe. I hope this podcast has helped everyone listening, from students and emerging design professionals to established design professionals. We're all in this game together, and as someone who's been in the field for more than a decade, I value the newbie perspective of our industry and hearing what we can do to support and inspire each other. If this podcast was helpful to you, the very best thing you can do is pay it forward and share with fellow classmates, design professionals, and anyone else you think may benefit. For you design professionals interested in our new Design Biz Assistant concept, visit the website designbizsurvivalguide.com to learn more and to submit your request for a consultation. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, get out there and inspire.